Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. It doesn't take a government-funded study to tell us that men and women are different. A blind man could tell. But just in case you're not blind and you need proof, there's one place in every house where the differences really stand out. The bathroom. First off, a woman's bathroom is always so darn cheerful and bright. Why? Because they make sure all their light bulbs are working. Going into a guy's bathroom is like entering a cave. If one light bulb is working, then why bother with the others? The next difference has to do with smell. A woman's bathroom smells fresh and soothing, with a hint of potpourri and maybe vanilla. A guy's bathroom? Well, it smells like Old Spice on a dead cow. And what's worse, he actually doesn't notice it. Next is the bathroom counters. The counter in a woman's bathroom is covered with 1,000 bottles of lotion, face cream, and fingernail polish, all within easy reach. If a guy were to move just one of them, she would know it. The only items found on a man's countertop are a tube of toothpaste, deodorant, and a comb. Sometimes they're used, but sometimes they sit in the same place for days. Moving along to what's beneath the sink, in a woman's bathroom, there are cleaners, brushes, and detergents, things to make the bathroom squeaky clean. Under a guy's sink is nothing but a Sears Mastercraft adjustable wrench, a plunger, and a phone book. The plunger for unstopping nasty clogs, the wrench to take apart pipes that refuse to be unclogged, and the phone book for calling a plumber to put everything back together again. Next is the towel rack. Hanging from a woman's towel rack are face towels, hand towels, hair towels, body towels, and maybe even some feet towels, most of them frilly and pink with flowers. And on a guy's towel rack, one Dallas Cowboy 1994 Super Bowl championship towel, the other a NASCAR Dale Earnhardt Rest in Peace Memorial towel. Any more than two towels is just not guyish. Toilet paper is the next big difference between men and women. Women actually keep their toilet paper on the toilet paper holder, ready to use. Toilet paper in a guy's bathroom is either on the floor or in some other part of the house. And by the way, when you're using a guy's bathroom, it's best to first find where the toilet paper is before it's actually needed. And finally, everybody knows that the bathroom is one of the best reading spots in the house. But what's available to read makes it clear whether you're in a guy's bathroom or a woman's. Magazines in a woman's bathroom include the newest editions of Cosmopolitan, Woman's Day, and Redbook, neatly stacked in a wicker basket. The magazines are in alphabetical order by size, and not one page is bent or dog-eared. The magazine in a guy's bathroom are about fishing, NASCAR, plumbing, and hunting, and are all scattered all over the floor. Some of them don't have covers. Some have been in the same spot for years. Yes, men and women are different. Yes, we have different ideas of what is necessary in a bathroom. But in the end, we all flush just the same.